students in one Wilmington, Delaware classroom are building puppets as a way to piece together science, creativity, and confidence. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez visits a third-grade class to see how art integration is helping young students connect with academic concepts and with themselves.
That's the sound of Focus Chaos inside Emma Salisbury's third-grade classroom at Kumba Academy. It's their second puppet-making day, and her students are deep in the process, cutting fabric, threading needles, and bringing their own characters to life. This marks Salisbury's fourth year teaching at Kumba, a Wilmington charter school where arts integration is a core part of the curriculum. Over time, she's seen how bringing art into the classroom benefits students across the board.
Everyone learns in different ways. You know, some students are more visual, some are more auditory or kinesthetic. And so incorporating different modes of art allows students who learn in different ways to be able to connect with the content or grasp it more.
Lauren Conrad from the Delaware Department of Education says this creative approach isn't just about fun. It has academic payoffs too. Studies and local data show students enrolled in arts courses are more likely to perform better on standardized tests like the SATs and ACTs.
There is a correlation that you can see between students who are participating in arts courses and their SAT scores being higher than students who are not participating in arts courses. And there is also a pretty sizable correlation between the number of arts courses that students are taking in high school and the higher score that they achieve on their SATs.
And while the numbers matter, so does how students feel. For some, art in the classroom can support emotional well-being, offering a space for expression and growth.
Personally, not from a clinical perspective, but personally, I think that the arts have the ability to support students' mental health and their growth across the board. I think that there's a lot of research done by professionals who have studied these types of relationships.
For Salisbury, the decision to bring puppets into the lesson wasn't random. Her students had shown a strong interest in visual arts this year, and she knew it could be the right vehicle to teach them something deeper.
And I've noticed really early on this year that my current group of students are very into visual art and drawing and sort of creating things. So this puppet project is just sort of the perfect, you know, connector to all of that.
This spring, the class dove into an English language arts and science unit on global water issues. Originally, students were asked to create a public service announcement, but Salisbury saw an opportunity to make the experience more hands-on and engaging.
And then instead of just doing a simple video about with just them talking about water pollution and why it's a problem, they're instead going to sort of interview their puppet and ask their puppet questions or have their puppet interview another puppet.
Leading the puppet building process was Kate Testa, a teaching artist with the Delaware Institute for the Arts and Education. She worked alongside Salisbury to bring her own goals to the table, ones that focus on student development beyond academics.
You know, the lessons that I wanted to impart are like getting kids to work on their cutting, work on sewing, that fine motor skill that we don't get as much, like being on computers all the time, and how, you know, I'm trying to put my lesson in, and then also, you know, the partner teacher, they have the lesson. So in this case, it was the water safety or water advocacy. So
the materials were simple too.
So we're using felt for the body of the puppets, barbecue skewers, so like your simple little bamboo barbecue skewers, cardboard. So I'm always trying to upcycle or use renewable or reusable materials. So chipboard material, cardboard boxes, and then needle and thread.
And the outcome, more than just a puppet.
are. You know, the puppet ends up being kind of an extension of the person. So if they're a little bit shy, maybe the puppet can be a little bit more active. There's a way for them to, you know, express themselves or be creative, even just with like the acting or the you know, movement of the puppet.
The success of this project relied on a network, a willing teacher, a supportive school, state departments, and art organizations working together to fund, guide, and implement creative learning. Salisbury says it's a model she hopes more educators across Delaware will explore. From the Delaware Desk, Joni Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.